Oh man, let's talk about something that probably makes all of us cringe. Our old social media post. You know what I mean? That digital trail we've left behind that keeps coming back to haunt us. I was doing some digital cleaning the other day, and wow, I decided to dive deep into my social media history. Like, we're talking way back. And let me tell you, it was quite the journey through time. Let's start with Facebook, because that's where most of us probably have our longest digital footprint. Remember when Facebook first became huge and we all thought it was totally normal to write every single thought as a status update? I mean, every single thought. I found posts from like 2009 that said things like, "Is eating a sandwich?" or "Wishes Monday would end already," complete with those weird third-person status updates that Facebook used to make you write. Why did we think that was cool? And don't even get me started on the photo albums. You know the ones, those collections from every single party with hundreds of filtered photos taken with digital cameras, usually with that scary red-eye effect. And we tagged everyone, like even people in the background who were just trying to eat their lunch in peace. Oh, and remember those Facebook notes where we'd fill out those super long questionnaires about ourselves and tag 25 friends to do the same? What's your favorite color? What's your zodiac sign? Who was your first kiss? We really just put all our personal information out there without a second thought. But if you really want to talk about awkward social media history, we need to take a trip back to MySpace. Now that was something else entirely. I mean, the amount of time we spend customizing our profiles with those flashy backgrounds and auto-playing music, usually some really emotional song that would blast through your speakers the moment you opened someone's profile. And the MySpace profile picture angles, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Taken from above, usually with side swept bangs, covering one eye. Probably with some weird editing that made it look like it was taken with a potato. We thought we were so artistic. The top 8 friends feature was probably the most dramatic thing ever invented for social media. Like, how many friendships were ruined because someone got demoted from the top 8? It was basically a whole political system. Then we've got Instagram, which honestly might be the most embarrassing of all because we actually thought we were being professional photographers. Remember when every single food picture had to have that weird orange Valencia filter on it? I found some of my first Instagram posts the other day, and wow, just wow. Everything was either extremely over-filtered or had those fake borders that made it look like a Polaroid. And don't forget those inspirational quotes we'd post. Usually something really deep, like live, laugh, love, with those 50 hashtags underneath. Speaking of hashtags, we really went overboard with those, didn't we? Hashtag throwback Thursday. Hashtag no filter. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag I woke up like this. Hashtag follow for follow. We basically write a whole sentence in hashtags and somehow thought that was totally normal. And the Instagram captions, either trying to be super profound with some quote we definitely got from Tumblr, or writing those long stories that had absolutely nothing to do with the picture, usually ending with comment your favorite emoji below. You know what's really interesting though? Looking back at all this stuff, it's kind of like finding an old diary. Sure, it's super cringeworthy, but it also shows how we've grown and changed over the years. Like, remember how we used to accept friend requests from literally anyone? Now we're all about privacy settings and curated content. We went from sharing every single moment of our lives to being way more selective about what we post. The funny thing is, in 10 years, we're probably look back at what we're posting now and cringe just as hard. I mean, think about it. What are we doing today that's going to seem totally ridiculous in 2033? But you know what? Maybe we shouldn't be embarrassed about our old social media posts. They're like digital time capsules of who we were, bad fashion choices, questionable quotes, and all. It shows our journey, right? I mean, sure, maybe I didn't need to post 15 different versions of the same selfie or write those super vague status updates that were clearly trying to get attention. You know the ones some people just don't understand, dot dot dot, followed by absolutely no context. But hey, at least we can look back and laugh about it now. And honestly, it's kind of nice to see how far we've come. From those early days of oversharing everything to now being more thoughtful about our digital footprint. So maybe next time you're feeling brave or maybe just need a good laugh, take a scroll through your old posts. Just maybe do it privately. And whatever you do, don't accidentally like something from 2011. We all know that's the cardinal sin of social media stalking, even when it's our own profile. Because at the end of the day, our awkward social media history is just part of growing up in a digital age. It's like having embarrassing yearbook photos just, available for the whole world to see forever. Unless you finally decide to bite the bullet and spend 6 hours deleting everything, which, let's be honest, we've all thought about doing that at least once.